This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, April 19th. Well, the stock market's kind of in a bad mood this morning because Morgan Stanley did not have the best results. And everybody's on pins and needles waiting for Tesla's results. You know, Tesla's obviously the market leader in EVs, and they're cutting prices, and they had more price cuts this morning to maintain market share. And it's going to get very interesting out there in the EV world. Rivian's definitely in trouble. Nice truck, but looks like they won't reach economies of scale. Same thing with Lucid. Beautiful car, but probably won't be able to obtain enough batteries to, again, reach economies of scale. Volkswagen just introduced a very large EV to compete with the Model S that Tesla has. And the Volkswagen Group has next generation batteries that are using less cobalt, and so they can ramp up production, and they'll be a little bit more efficient. So it's getting to be very interesting out there in the EV world. And I guess the real question is anybody making money? Okay, BYD dominates China. Everybody else is kind of falling behind, including Tesla, and. It's if you don't put in an iron phosphate battery, which is a cheaper battery, it's very, very hard to make money. And, some of the component costs have come down because China sales have been more erratic. But Tesla's report today is going to be very, very monumental. And I expect them to give some good guidance because the Cybertruck's coming. And that's the zombie apocalypse truck, just so you know. It's a little different. So I think it'll probably sell quite a few of those just because they're so odd looking. And then we'll see how their sales are a year from now. But, the market is just kind of very sensitive to the earnings news as it comes out. Now, of course, we have very good earnings, but there are global economic concerns out there, despite a resurging China. If you look at the port traffic at most of the major ports, the volume is down. And so there's just some concerns about overall economic growth. Energy prices are down at this moment because just on global growth concerns. So we just got to let these earnings come out one by one, shore up our stocks. There is some anxiety about what the Fed's going to do on May 3rd. I personally don't think they should raise rates. I think they should be done raising rates. There's a lot of doves on the Fed. There is still some stress within the banking system, so there's no need for them to exacerbate the problems that they created by inverting the yield curve and raising rates. So hang in there, folks. You know, we can't go up every day, and today's a day where stocks are going to be backing and filling. And if you want to buy before the earnings come out, today's an outstanding day to do so. So that's it. That's your update for today. Let's just hope that we get some companies announcing good earnings here. We have some multinationals that will be announcing. I'm going to be very curious if a weaker dollar is helping their earnings. So we got a lot to look forward to in the upcoming weeks. So that's it. So Louis Navalier, I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions.